O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. A reading from Psalm 79. Verse 1 and verses 9 to 13. O God, the heathen have come into your inheritance. They have profaned your holy temple. They have made Jerusalem a heap of rubble. Help us, O God, our Saviour, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive us our sins, for your name's sake. Why should the heathen say, "Where is their God?" Let it be known among the heathen and in our sight that you avenge the shedding of your servant's blood. Let the sorrowful sighing of the prisoners come before you, and by your great might spare those who are condemned to die. May the rivalings with which they reviled you, O Lord, return sevenfold into their bosoms. For we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. We will give you thanks forever and show forth your praise from age to age. Save us and make us small, O God, small enough to walk your little way. And a reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. Therefore, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it good to be left in Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, as our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith, that no one should be shaken by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we have been appointed to this. For in fact, we told you before when we were with you that we would suffer tribulation, just as it happened, and you know. For this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you, and our labor might be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you, and brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always have good remembrance of us, greatly desiring to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, in all our affliction and distress, we were comforted concerning you by your faith. For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before our God, night and day praying exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith. Now may the God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thérèse of Lisieux, a 19th century Carmelite who sought to follow Christ's little way, wrote, "The only way to make rapid progress along the path of divine love is to remain very little and to put all our trust in Almighty God." Let us pray. As we enter now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Jesus, open our eyes to see you alive, present, and powerful today. Spirit, infuse all we say and do with the hope of resurrection life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's kindness today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 145. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we are a mixture of faith and doubt. And honestly, that proportion fluctuates from day to day. For where we have doubts and questions, Jesus, we pray that you will meet us in that place of uncertainty. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we surrender all our doubts to you. We yield to you and your greater understanding and your perfect plan. Jesus, give us the gift of faith so we can act and pray in the light of your resurrection life today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And we bring all our prayers to you in the words our Savior Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Father, we long to be your people in the world, and we pray that you teach us to dwell in the corners and crevices, to find an abundance of your love in those pockets of our lives where the poverty of our abilities crowds out our pride and ego. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.